96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Is sponsored by Burger King, CFAL, Commonwealth Bank, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, the Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, J.S. Johnson, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Popeyes, Ross Electric Motors, the Water and Sewage Corporation, and Bill Max Pharmacy.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney, so good to have you with us. We are back from a long holiday weekend. You know, I've heard it like 10 times probably, but I still could never usually remember why Whit Monday is an actual thing. And then my uncle called me yesterday, and he was talking about it, and I was supposed to get Father Cartwright, Father, on the show to explain it for us. Even though it's past, I think it's still instructive. You know, and I heard Lang talking about it with Chris Curry, and it still didn't like drive it home for me. But when my uncle was talking to me about it, it kind of did. So we'll figure that out. All right. I see someone's already calling. I guess they're very interested in speaking with me. That's fine. It's been a few days. I can understand. There's a lot of pent-up angst to communicate on the radio, I suppose. There's a lot that's been going on, in actual fact. You can call us at 323-6232-325-4316 and 325-4259, and the text line is 422-4796-422-4796. Okay, so that person doesn't want to talk after all? All right, not a problem. Let me start off the show today by saying happy birthday to the Prime Minister. He's 71 today. I understand he's on his way to Los Angeles for the Summit of the Americas. And hope he has a good birthday. Yep, 71. Still going strong, which is good. So happy birthday to him. Hope he feels well. I see the PLPs are sending around some clip from my show. You know, I don't mind that so much, but I would ask that, you know, since you seem to like me so much now, you could get your friends who own businesses to sponsor the show. That would be great. All right. So you could give me a little bit of attention that way, since you're using my stuff to promote your political party and your administration. You know, some get back from me would be nice. That's A. B, I would ask that you stop sending around the chubby pictures of me attached to these voice notes and clips. If you go to guardiantalkradio.com, my headshot's right there. All right. I guess if you Google me, there's a lot of chubby pics. Because, you know, there was a lot of years of chubby. I'm not hating on it. It's fine. Chubby Juan was okay with me. All right. But chubby Juan's no longer a thing. So just put a current picture of me on there. Or if you put in my picture where you didn't like my hairstyle, all you weirdo grown men telling me about my hair, you could put that picture up there too. All right? I don't think you should promote the chubby picture, is all I'm saying. I did a lot of work. I put in the work. We got a phone call? Sure, no problem. I got a couple of other things I want to get into. Good afternoon. Welcome to The Revolution. Yes, good afternoon. Are you there? Hold on, let me turn you up here. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes, how are you today?
I'm good, how are you? I cannot hear you. Is that me, Kermit? Let me try a different headset. Jesus. Okay, let's try now. Hello?
Do you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you better now.
Okay. I like my Prime Minister, Mr. Philip Rave Davis, a happy 71st birthday. And I hope God strengthen him that he will be there for another 5 years of his life. We would like to see Mr. Brave Davis have another 5 years. And, you know, I always listen to you on the talk show, Mr. McCartney. There's a lot of people, you know, who were after them, didn't really like or what you say that Mr. Davis is going to get 2 terms. But, you know,
maybe.
You cannot really stop nothing when God has you ordained to be another prime minister. Mr. Davis is a humble man, and this is his season. Nobody can stop Mr. Davis' season. If he stay humble and he take care of the poor people, Mr. Davis will be the next prime minister, 2026. And you have a good day, sir.
Okay, thanks so much. Now, I tell you what, 4 years, a long time in politics, a lot can happen. But if Davis keeps it together, it's entirely possible he could get another term. All right. I don't think things are... I don't think the tectonic plates are done shifting within the FNM. I know they don't want to... They don't like to hear that. But I don't think they're done shifting just yet. But if the Davis administration performs poorly and the FNM solidifies all of its stuff quickly enough... anything can happen because the FNM had a lot of turmoil during the last Christie administration, and they still pulled it together and got off a win. But they got a lot of rebuilding to do organizationally, in my estimation. But at 4 years, as I said, a lot of time in between there for the Davis administration to make missteps and a lot of time for the FNM to maybe get its act together. I don't see a different political party winning government anytime soon. But we've tried this over and over and over, and you hang your hopes and dreams on me endorsing someone to... take over the political landscape and push the PLP and the FNM aside, and it's just not reality, right? I have hopes and dreams too, but I'm realistic about what my hopes and dreams are. So it's PLP and FNM for the foreseeable future, as far as I'm concerned. And if I'm wrong, then I will be wrong, but I don't see it. In any event, good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
McCartney, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
If I complain about life, then I might as well die.
If you what?
Complain about life, I might as well die.
There you go. Okay. Right.
Couple things. Just a concern, parent, you know. CWSO is in a rumble, believe it or not. Leaking, you know, the work wasn't done. The work was done about 65% rather than 85%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because the roof is leaking and everything else and all that. And electrical outlet being shown and everything else and all that with little children. But think about water dripping into them and what possibly could happen. And another thing, with the post office, why is it gated off that no one could pass within the area?
Which post office?
Would they break down?
The side of the former post office.
Yeah.
Why is it gated off?
Yeah.
Why would you want to go there? What's to do there?
I'm just saying a parking to go downtown. If you wanted to go downtown, you could make a parking there that it would be easier accessible to the embassy and everything else and all that downtown and everything else. So
I'm almost certain that the new central bank is going there and part of Victoria Gardens. So that's why they're keeping it at bay.
Okay. You get some inside information.
That's widely known.
You get some inside information. One.
Okay.
The Dolphins beat the Patriots 34-39.
Okay. Okay.
Twice week.
Okay. Okay. From your lips to God's earth. We'll see. That could happen, given what we're looking at. At the moment, You know, I won't put it past anyone. So a couple of things. We tragically had a plane crash on Long Island. A young lady lost her life. You can read about her story in today's Nassau Guardian. Just very tragic. I'm not certain as to the circumstances surrounding it. I do know Brad McPhee, the pilot, and he's a very qualified guy. I'm not sure what has happened so far. I'm a bit perplexed at some of what's going on with the investigation, but I'm going to try to figure a few more things out before I talk about that at length. All right. Also, tragically, a 13-year-old L.W. Young student, Quentin Danny McKenzie, was killed. Friday evening, he was shot while in a park in Kemp Road, and he's pronounced dead in hospital. All right. Now, I, you know, traverse Kemp Road off and on. And what they were saying was that there was a dice game going on. The dice game went bad. Now, that sounds weird to me that a 13-year-old would be in a dice game. And the parents are saying that wasn't the case, that there was a dice game at the park. And then, because of the dice game, somebody started shooting. That's why I don't get involved in no dice game or none of that stuff, right? Because people start... It's a weird situation, because in a dice game, you could lose all your money at one toss, and you don't want to give up all your money on one toss at a dice, and, you know, there ain't no honor among thieves, you know what I'm saying? Not to say everyone rolling dice is a thief, but still. I don't get involved in no dice game. But he was going home. He worked at Super Value as a packing boy, and he was shot. I can't wrap my mind around it. So we're going to have to figure out what it is that we're into and work toward that, right? Because if it is that what you're into is random gunshots on parks and dice games and all this, because it's your community, right? I know you want Wayne Monroe to swoop in and fix it. I know you want Clayton Fernander to come in and change the hearts and minds and circumstances of everyone. But it's your community, all right? And so you've got to figure out if you want your community to be safe for the children within your community. And part of that involves not having dice games on the park devolve into shooting, all right? Because I can't go. See, here's what people go. Where's the outrage? Okay, outrage. I'm gonna say outrage to say what? They should go storm Kemp Road with SWAT teams and go pick up everyone who's suspected of having a gun. This is your community, so tell me what y'all are doing. Either y'all are doing the gang thing, and everybody's strapped, and it's a war zone, and the children aren't safe, and we just all buy into it. Y'all just all buy into it because it's where y'all live. Or you want better for the community. So someone's going to have to connect the dots for me between what I hear is this, oh, there's poverty, and there's people aren't given opportunity, to dice games devolve into shootouts. All right? Because there don't need to be no dice game devolving into shootouts. And you're going to have to figure out what type of community you want. And it's up to the people of Kemp Road. And they'll need assistance from the police force, from the political directorate. But this is your community. And I know this because, like I said, I traverse Kemp Road often. You know, I pick up Almond Tree all the time. And there are hardworking, well-meaning, good people who aren't rich people, but who have roots in Kemp Road and live in Kemp Road, and they don't want to have the type of community where people are, where children are dying. So to those of you involved in this madness, you're going to have to figure out what exactly it is you're hoping to achieve through this, and the people who live around you and who know you guys are into this foolishness are going to have to form deeper relationships with the police, with the political directorate, with government and public officials to bring about some sort of change, because it's your community. So no, Juan can be outraged and Juan get on the radio, and I'm going to change the hearts and minds of everybody in Kemp Road who's doing darkness. It's your community. You live there. You live around these people. You know who has guns. You know who's involved in this activity. You're going to have to make a decision that there's more well-meaning, good people living in these communities who actually want to make a difference and actually want to fix it than there are people who are into darkness, all right? It's your, so I live along a street where I know everyone on my street, all right? They got an Airbnb, which is another story, but I know the people on my street, and I got cameras around my house, and I can, and I know who lives through the street, who doesn't live through the street, who possibly might be visiting and not visiting, and we keep an eye out because it's our community, and I want our community to be safe, because I let my son and daughter go by a little grassy area. There's little benches and stuff like that. I let them go out there, all right? It's a house or two down from mine. And I want them to have that sort of bit of independence where they feel safe in their own environment, all right? That's my community, and I'm going to work to keep it safe, all right? This is your community. You got to decide if it's going to be safe for children on the park. And if enough of you are out there who want it to be safe for children on the park, you have to partner with the rest of the community to make sure that people aren't doing this craziness on a park. You're playing a dice game where you're starting to where you're shooting. That's what I was told it was anyway. And a kid just gets hit by a stray bullet. And to this father, you're a stronger man than I am. Because I would have lost my mind. Anyway, again, I'm not going to sit here and go, outrage, what's happening to the nation? This is your community. So figure out what it is that you're into. And then if you want some assistance, media-wise, whatever like that, I'm down to help. But I can't fix your community for you. It's got to be an effort by the community itself. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan, what's up, brother?
Hey, I'm here, buddy. How's it going?
I am great, man. First of all, I'd like to take this time out to wish Mr. Philip Abbott Brave Davis, the leader of the Progressive Liberal Party and the Prime Minister of our country, a happy birthday.
Absolutely.
Juan, listen. When that incident happened with that little chap, I said to my fiance, it doesn't surprise me.
No.
Right? And let me tell you why I say that. You know, that's the best way I can bring it over. Because that's an area where children, you know, not mostly children, frequent.
Mm-hmm.
All right? People who live through that corner know the illicit activities, Mr. McCartney, that has happened to that corner.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Does it surprise you as a father, and does it surprise you as a talk show host if you're living in an area where things happen and you have innocent children who lives in that area who don't have no place else to live, right? It's a chance for them every morning that they wake up in that area when they walk out that door, if they're going to come back home or they ain't going to come back home.
Yeah.
That's the reality of it, people.
It's insanity.
That's the reality of it, Ms. McCartney. We can't run from it. You can't expect for the police to set up shop or set up a station in that area. It ain't the police who killing up one another and got the guns. They got the guns to protect me and you and others. These people know, Vaughn, this is what has hurt me in this country. You know, when you see mothers have to be crying out for their children, for their innocent young children, and the adults know what the people in the area know what they're doing. You remember a couple years ago with those two little, with the children doing their homework and they get shoot through the house or something? Mm-hmm. These people know. They know, Mr. McGuire, you could come on this radio and tell them, no, I'll come back with that. You know, saying what you want to say. And tell y'all people in these areas, take self-responsibility. Ain't nothing going to change.
No.
Nothing is going to change. I don't care. Police guns, I don't care how much cars, I don't care how much body cams, I don't care how much motorbikes they give them. Nothing is going to change until these people who live in these areas will tell these fellas who involved in this illicit activities, whatever it is, get out. Get out. Until that happened, people, you know, sorry for the young man, may his soul rest in peace, but more of that to come. Sorry to say it like that, but I like to keep it real.
Yeah.
If you don't want more to come, Mr. McCartney, tell the people in the area, turn the guns in, tell these people to the corner, we ain't having this and we ain't having that. But you know why they ain't going to tell them we ain't having this and we ain't having that? Because you know why when they come to them and they, look, I need one $10. I need one $5. They get that and they close their eyes. They ain't wearing but how much gun in their waist.
Correct.
Sad case, bro. Have a good day.
Yeah, thanks, my brother. It's very sad, and I pray and I hope that you know that something like this doesn't happen again. But I don't understand this thrust that someone else has to fix your community, because it's your community. It's where you live. All right. What is it that you would like? Or explain to me from the outside looking in, what is it that should be done by others? You say you don't want police all through your neighborhood night and day because you don't want you know to be monitored like that and live in this police state. Then you're going to have to take some responsibility for your community. And I, again, like I said, I frequent different places like Kemp Road. It's not far from where I live at all, and I know there are lots of good, sensible, hardworking people who, you know, aren't wealthy or upper middle class. They're just doing their best to build a life for themselves, and there's more of them than there are people who are into stupidness, right? Because it's stupid that you go play a dice game on a park and y'all start shooting each other. And what do you think happens when y'all start shooting out in public? Innocent people die. What? Show me the where do you think the line is from guys have illegal guns, they're willing to commit illegal acts, but yet they're going to stop short because children and innocent people are anywhere around when they just do whatever the hell they want to do anyway. And we just go, oh, okay, leave him alone. I watched a video. Someone sent me a video. I know why he sent me the video. But I maybe he could explain it to me. So he sent me a video. There's a woman, right? And the police are arresting her. She is screaming and cursing and swearing and threatening these police officers, and grown adults are right around her haranguing the police. You want to video the police? No problem. If the police are arresting you, go with the policeman. You can't be fighting the police and then send me no video like, oh, look what the police are doing. The police are law enforcement officers. If they're telling you broke the law, you need to come with them. They're doing an investigation. You gotta go with them. Nothing you send me can make me go, oh, these police gotta stop it. If the police come to the guard, you think I can be all cussing, throwing stuff at them? I'm going to go with the police. Don't send me no thing where the police is the problem, but yet you won't, you're unwilling to police yourselves. Not to me. I can't help you with that. We gotta take a break. Yeah, I know. We'll be right back.
Children are a blessing and should be treated with love and care. They deserve safe, stable, and nurturing relationships, a family environment, and positive social networks. Mothers, fathers, teachers, aunties, uncles, neighbors, Bahamas, let's do our part to stop the physical, sexual, and mental abuse of our children. Make the calls, file the reports, save precious lives. Let's join hands and hearts and say no more to child abuse. This message was brought to you by CFAL, growing wealth for future generations.
When it comes to picking a pharmacy that is convenient, reliable, and puts you first, only one name comes to mind, Wilmax Pharmacy, a team of trusted and trained pharmacists ready to serve and assist you with all your pharmaceutical and over-the-counter needs. We also carry beauty and hair products as well as household and everyday supplies. Open 7 days a week, 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. NIV drug plan is accepted. Cut down your wait time. WhatsApp new prescriptions and refills to 817-4067. Visit Wilmax Pharmacy today. Poinciana Drive, opposite University of the Bahamas. Call 323-1037.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
The Water and Sewage Corporation advises residents of Pinecrest Drive, South Beach East, that the corporation will commence improvement work on Tuesday, May 31st, 2022, for a duration of 5 weeks, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. During this period, there may be some interruption in the water supply, road closure, and detours around the work area. Motorists are advised to avoid the area where possible. The corporation apologizes for any inconvenience caused and appreciates your support as they work to improve their level of service.
Forget those boring socks this Father's Day. Show Dad you care with something more personal. Get a gift he'll cherish and remember forever from Inventive Intellect. Leather and nylon wallets, baseball caps, neckties, keychains, mugs, flasks, customized dog tags, t-shirts, and more. Plus, we've got some custom boxes starting from only $10. We've got everything you can imagine for a special, personalized Father's Day at Inventive Intellect. Sunlight Cottage off East Street North. Call us today at 676-5811 or 821-9457. Inventive Intellect.
That's right, boys and girls. Get ready to play basketball at the 34th Annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp. July 4th through July 29th at the Kendall G. L. Isaacs Gym, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. daily. So parents, get your boys and girls ages 5 through 18 registered now. Applications available at the South Bahamas Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, Tonic Williams Darling Highway, and at the registration desk at Campsite Kendall G. L. Isaacs Gym. Special appearances by NBA players, legends, and coaches. So get your boys and girls registered now, ages 5 through 18, for the 34th annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We were talking about the person, the young child who got killed in the Kemp Road community. It says Blair and Kemp Road are one community, and the children of Kemp Road are also your responsibility, and the country that produces all these guns are ultimately responsible. I see. So, first of all, I don't live in Blair. Second of all, Blair and Kemp Road are not one community. I choose to go into Kemp Road, but I don't have to ever go into Kemp Road to get to my house, to do anything. I could avoid it entirely. All right? I live off of Village Road. All right? We are a different constituency as well. All right? Some other people's children are not the responsibility of strangers. So that's first. So I don't know what you're talking about or who told you this or where you got that from. That's nonsense, okay? My children are my responsibility. Do I want an environment where children are safe throughout the country? Absolutely. Am I willing to invest resources into that? Absolutely. But if you are going to allow this to continue in your community, not my community, because you damn sure wouldn't be having a nice game through my community, and that go like that, where my children play, ever, we'll have a problem every day. Every Jesus day, we would have a problem. Okay, so that ain't my community, and their children are not my responsibility, and the country as a whole, if you're talking about the United States of America, is not ultimately responsible for the guns. All right, should they have fewer guns in the United States? Yes, but the guns aren't coming here themselves. The guns aren't going, hell, I think I'm going to go to the Bahamas this weekend. People who traffic in death, who are immoral and do not place any sort of real value on life, are responsible. So until we start figuring out that everybody else ain't responsible for me and my stuff, we're going to continue to have this confusion. I am not responsible for you. I will try to help you. I want us to have a great environment. I want to make sure that you don't have a horrible life. And if you're hungry, you could get something to eat. If you need shelter, you could find that. If I can help you out, I certainly will. But I can't live your life for you. You have to be responsible for your life, your children, your community. Because I got my own crap I have to deal with. Though you may not believe that. Juan Juan dudes in dice games put their money down to gamble with it and then get mad and want to fight when they lose it. It's crazy. That's why I don't gamble. That is precisely why I don't gamble. You will never, ever, ever see me in no dice game. And I call in the cops on you if you're in a dice game anywhere around me, because I'm going to be the responsible adult. Y'all on the... Let me know what we on, right? We on this gang thing and the police are our enemies, or we on law and order? I can't do both, all right? I'm into law and order. And the police ain't perfect, but I'm a call them when I see y'all doing stupidity. All right? I'm that guy. So don't let me know none of your darkness, because I don't want none of it. And I'm going to tell on you. Okay? We got to take a break for news. We'll be right back.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. We were talking about the child who was killed. I'm not confused, okay? I'm not responsibility for the actions of others and the safety of everyone, all right? So that's not my job, okay? There's an organization that's charged with public safety, but even they cannot watch you all the time. You are asked to abide by the minimum statute law. Don't have an illegal gambling game. Don't own an illegal gun. Don't shoot at people, right? These are just basic laws. Like, I'm not asking you to go, like, build houses in Marsh Harbor for the Dorian victim. Just don't have a gun, all right? Or if you have a firearm, make sure it's a legal one and it's registered and you act properly with it, all right? I can't do that for you. So sorry, okay? You're going to have to be responsible for what you do. This is a hard concept for some people to grasp. You have to be responsible for what you do. So when you shoot someone, you understand? I don't go to the judge and go, hey, judge, my bad. I should have been looking out. No, you're charged with a crime because it's your actions. That's how this thing called reality works. All right? This ain't a video game. This is real life we're living here. You steal something. You break the window of the store like they claim the kids did over the weekend. And the police got y'all on the ground with guns to you. That ain't for me to get involved. Police, let me advocate for them and tell, what do they do? That's, you have to be responsible for your action, and you're going to have to teach your children that there are consequences for their actions. So that when they grow up, they don't believe it's someone else's responsibility to do all the things that they should be doing. This is interesting. how the people in the challenge crime areas are the same ones who are hostile to police when they're there to make an arrest. Yeah. I mean, like I say, the Royal Bahamas Police Force is not perfect. There are some bad actors in the Royal Bahamas Police Force. There is sometimes use of excessive force. All right. There's sometimes false arrests and trumped up charges. All those things happen. Right. But it's what we got and it's what we got to work with. I'm going to take an imperfect Royal Bahamas Police Force and Royal Bahamas Defense Force and immigration and all. I'm going to take that any day over everyone just do what the hell they want. All right? So if you're asking me, I'm with them. Okay? They ain't perfect. They could act out of order too. But I'm going to work on them. Rather than try to get all y'all to not do all the stuff you're doing, I can just work with them. Individually, you know? I can just work with them instead. So that's the thing. This is a great show as usual, Juan. People need to stop stereotyping people in Kemp Road. Some productive people live in Kemp Road, but I ain't driving through Kemp Road for no reason. I mean, lots of productive people live in Kemp Road, and I go through Kemp Road all the time. Like I said, it's not my community. I don't have to go there ever. Ever. Okay? My community is where I live, where I have to be. Okay? If I wanted to, I could drive around Kemp Road every single day of my life. I'll never see it again. But I choose to go there. Because it's got a lot of good people still there. It says, when it comes to Ukraine, Fred Mitchell has no right to speak for me as a Bahamian. I'm not supporting Ukraine. What does Ukraine have to do with the Bahamas? Because the woke USA says support them. Now, I'm going to disagree with your statement. Fred Mitchell does have a right to speak for you as a Bahamian. But you don't have to personally support Ukraine, for certain. But Mitchell does have a right to speak for you on matters of foreign policy as a Bahamian. That is actually his job description, among other things. It says, Juan, will a carpenter give up his hammer? These fellows are not giving up their guns. On the breakdown of the family structure is the major contributor to our social problems. Maybe. Maybe. I think that certainly has something to do with it. All right. But if I have a family, right? So you say break down a family structure. If you have a family and you're bad parents, you're still going to get crummy results. You understand? You could, if just me being married and being with my children's mother, you think that's going to magically raise good people? It's not. I know lots of people who suck who came from your traditional nuclear family. Mind you, less of them getting in any problems legally. They ain't good people, per se, but you don't see them getting locked up. But anyway, well, some. Anyway. We got a phone call? That's right. Let's go. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
Hey, how's it going?
Not bad. You know, Mr. McCartney, the difference between your neighborhood, right, and those in the city neighborhoods are, those in the city neighborhoods are poor neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing you could, that's a fact. So I don't see those things are not happening in your neighborhood, and that's because of a reason. Now, if you want to say, well, the people in the poor neighborhood are stupid or not, you know, that's got a harsh word. And
that's what you
not
said.
Irresponsible.
I didn't I didn't
right, and those in the rich neighborhood are responsible and intelligent. You know, you could say that, you know, but, you know, Mr. McCartney.
So let me see if I understand what you're saying.
Yes.
Poverty equals crime.
Right. That's
so.
You know, that's obvious.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Isn't that obvious?
It's not obvious to me. Let me ask you.
I mean, in the Bahamas
not obvious to me, no. Let me ask you this. Which area is poorer, Grand Bahama or New Providence?
New Providence.
You think New Providence?
You go in Grand Bahama, in the poor areas, you get crime too. You go in the Haitian village, you get crime too. Mm-hmm. They get drugs and guns and everything there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that has to do with poverty.
So Grand Bahama has higher unemployment. Okay.
You know, okay, let me show you a statistic.
All right. You're saying that poor people, so a poor person saves money, buys a gun, they kill each other because they're trading, because they're having turf wars because they're poor.
Money. That case was about power, about the right to sell drugs and become millionaires.
Poor people don't have character, is what you're saying.
No, well, apparently so, because it doesn't happen in the rich neighborhoods. You know, Mr. Cartney, let me give you another statistic, all right? What percentage do you think of the young men in the neighborhood and the inner city smokes marijuana?
I don't know.
I would think that more than
50%. That's possible.
You know, I've been to private schools in the Bahamas. I won't call their names where they smoke marijuana. And the thing when you smoke marijuana, and when a youth smoke marijuana, he is aware of the police. And when he sees the police, he's got to run. And police make money. They got promotions from their arrest record, not from the level of crime, less crime in their neighborhoods, you know. And that's a fact. You see, these folks, they okay. And then the same people in your neighborhood, they are their bosses. They are their employers. These same people, right? Don't want to pay them. They want to give them slave wages, wages that they know they can't survive on.
Uh-huh.
Mr. McCarthy, you go in the stores. You see the price of the good fruits? You know those sugary fruits ain't no good? You know the berries? You see the price of those? The poor people can't afford those things. They know these things. They know this. These poor people, you know, and they have elderly people around them who's dying and things and can't have proper medical care. You know, you don't think they know? They know they can't afford insurance. These people are deprived, you know, and they are voters too.
Same I don't like know, man. Government. You're all over the place, brother.
No, it's about poverty. I'm talking about
poverty is a problem, but poverty doesn't equal murder.
See, you know, everybody, you know,
poverty doesn't equal pop.
Listen to me. Right.
You don't gotta be rich. You don't gotta be educated. Community.
I'm not
where your 13-year-old child.
Listen to me.
I must just go. Well, poverty. My son's dead. My son, who you say is poor and I guess don't have character.
Listen to me.
You went on and on and on with your stuff. Listen to me. My son's dead.
All right.
You're gonna tell me that what I should comfort myself with is that where I live. That my son was walking home from his job, or was a holiday. My son, who works as a packing boy, who goes every day to try and make some money to better his life. I should accept that he's dead because some poor people don't get proper wages, and he should get shot dead on the street because they don't know any better.
That
they're not shooting each other in a dice game. And so until that happens, that all these people make a livable wage, our children will continue to die.
Let me give you an explanation of what I'm saying, right? Okay, like the slave. You know, he had some slaves, right? In the field, right? You know, he had some runaway slaves too, right?
Ah, Jesus, Lord, have mercy, man. You got to rethink your whole thing, man. I mean, you got to rethink your whole thing. And I keep saying it, and the guy told me that he considered like us to my grandmother and grandfather to be well off, and that's. You could consider that. That's fine. They didn't have running water. I could tell you that, right? So they had 10 children in Hepburn Alley. They had chickens in the yard. Maybe that's why they were considered well off, right? Chickens and goats. They used to go to the dock and dive for coins for the cruise ship to make money. They used to go sell ganeps and stuff in the summer to get shoes. My grandmother used to walk for miles to go get crocus sacks of vegetables to go make certain things to sell so they could go to St. John's because there was no public education system for free like we have today. Free! When my father those grew up, they didn't go get an education past the third grade. Like we have today, like these people who can't live, right? They didn't have the investment in healthcare and national insurance that we have today that pays for medicine for elderly people. They will not turn anyone down for services at Princess Margaret Hospital if they come for dialysis, which is a lifestyle disease 90% of the time. Princess Margaret Hospital, who keeps borders to the tune of millions of dollars a year. Well, did until a couple of years ago. What are y'all talking about? Poor people don't have sense? Poor people don't have character? Is that what you're saying? We should treat them as though they don't have free will to act accordingly and sensibly. They don't have desires. They don't seek to better their life. Because I see poor people doing it every day. What you want is for me to get on here and excuse the behavior of guys who are gun-toting terrorists who are into drug trafficking, that there's no illusion with them that what they are doing is against the law and a death style. You want me to come and excuse the fact that they maybe grew up poor for their behavior. And I will never, ever, 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 ever do it. Poor people don't have standards, right? Poor people are what? What are y'all saying? And you guys call me like elitist? What? I at least give poor people the benefit of the doubt that they have character. Them people in Camp Road don't want these fellas shooting up and down their neighborhood. They don't want it. A lot of them are torn because they know these people. They have to live with these people. Sometimes they fear these people. These people are children of people they're friends with. It's just for God's sake, man. Please stop these people from using being poor as a reason to commit crime. I grew up from a challenged background, and my family made it clear there's always work out there to survive. So crime is always not an option. By the sweat of your eyebrow, you shall eat. Stop being lazy. So thank you on being poor. There's no excuse for crime. The poor people don't want the crime, Ali. People want crime. You grow up rich. Everyone wanted crime. They would say, oh, well, we broke, so crime. They don't want it. Says Juan respectfully, that guy's a moron. Plenty of people are poor but have standards and have morals, have integrity. It has nothing to do with one's income and has nothing to do with your station in life. Says that caller is talking fool. He has not demonstrated why poor people kill each other. Unemployment has been high throughout the Family Islands and they are not shooting each other. God bless you, Juan. I could never do this. So let's see. Crime is poor people's lot in life. So how do we explain white-collar crime? Madoff wasn't poor when he swindled millions. Let me help you. You think poor people are facilitating drug trafficking and arms trafficking and human trafficking in this country? Is that what you think? That those are poor people doing that? This is lucrative business. Shipping guns so people could go kill each other over drugs and other nonsense. I couldn't do it. I couldn't sleep at night. Knowing I put a gun in some lunatic's hand to go take someone else's life. But you got people who don't have no moral and they sleeping good. All right? And driving big boats. Right? Morality, listen to me. Education does not equal morality. Affluence does not equal character. Okay? Stop it. As much as y'all complain about the Haitians, right? As much as you complain about the Haitians, thousands of these people came here on boats from abject poverty with the clothes on their back. And has everything been perfect? No. But we have tens and tens of thousands of their descendants who live in work in the Bahamas today who do not commit crimes. All right? Not at any outsized level with people who are not of Haitian descent. They work. They live. They came from abject poverty. go ask a lot of these kids who grew up with Asian parents if they could go steal and go around their parents and bring anything home to their parents they stole. You'll never hear it. This excuse you guys give that if you're poor, anything goes, it's nonsense. Anyway, good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. McGodney.
How's it going, bro?
Yeah, maybe you should read some data and juxtapose our data with Dr. Thomas Sowell, right, which shows that unemployment and crime escalated on the social services, like, you know, the United States government giving out social security checks to the people. And so as they did that, crime increased. But, you know, the thing is, Mr. McGodney, I wanted to comment on something what DeWitt was saying, because he seems to be blaming the people in the inner city. And I agree with you, poverty doesn't equal crime, because it's all the environment. And, you know, I grew up in the inner city, and I also grew and I live out east. But the thing is, when you come into the inner city, what most people don't realize, these gambling games, the majority of them are done inconspicuously. And so you might have one or two that... You might have one or two where people might see it, right? But the thing is, let's take, for instance, he mentioned the shooting through the dead and in Chippenham. Mm. That young man was the first cousin of my nephew, right? Mm. And so he was home in his house sitting down, and so they had just moved there. So the situation is this. They don't know what's going on the outside, and even if they do, and they call the police comes and they go. So it has to be the persistence of the police. And so let me give you an example. The gambling game used to be on Madison Avenue. That stemmed a shooting through the last shooting to Hebron Alley. Mm-hmm. That stemmed from a gambling game. A guy left his phone and a couple dollars on the phone, and he returned to the game after he got something to drink, et cetera, whatever. And the phone and the money was missing, and he ended up slapping up someone. And then subsequently, a couple of days later, I guess, the people pulled up and called him to Hebron Alley. So that was a completely different area. So this is what it is now. The young man, my condolences to the young gentleman who was shot, Uriah Maxey Corner. You know, I traversed Camp Road most of my life going to work to Resource International as a young man. I used to stop, smoke a joint. I knew the people there. My family lived in the area. So it doesn't equal poverty, because, take for instance, Hebron Alley, like you say, and the Grove, the older people are different, because the social engineering of the young people and the social pressure to look good and play rich and play up something, these gambling games go on every day in these inner city communities. I personally don't gamble. I've done it before. But I never got into it because I see our friends lie and how it could cause a problem. And it obviously stems a lot of cascade of events after the games, et cetera. You see the psyche, like, they get mad. It's not healthy. So if they're not going to deal with it from the root of the problem, you'll continue to have this problem. But to sit down and blame the poor, it's really a poor excuse. But what I'm saying is the police have to be more, they have to dedicate something to, like, the far as I'm concerned, the urban renewal, this should be something that they should be, they should be engrossed in, because when you look at it, if people report, people could still be targeted. And so who would have known that a gambling game would escalate like that? Maybe the young man shooting the gun was a fool. He's not trained, so he didn't think about what could happen. He just thought about the person who he was aiming at, and subsequently you have these cascade of events that happen. People get killed. We only jump out and say something after it's already happened. But this has been going on for years, Ms. McGodney, 58 in August. This is nothing is going to change. It's just going to be in a continual paradigm, but they don't care because it's designed that way. You know, if it was a different community and according to whose son it was, then you'd have a better input. But for DeWitt to sit and say, the people, that doesn't compute all the time. Because some people, the father of that youth is works at a hotel. His mother is a beautician. She's very busy. She, you know what I mean? So, you know, just give it a break sometimes. It's a whole cascade of events. It's not, I mean, the community has to have a certain concern, but these things are not out in the open, Mr. McGodney. And as long as you have these social ills because of poverty, the people gamble because they want to enrich themselves, but they don't realize they're not enriching themselves. They're just taking money from one person to the next. Mm-hmm. All right? Bless up.
All right, my brother. So, I don't all the way agree with DeWitt, but I do think that you got to work together in your community to make sure your community is safe. And if that means working with the police, that means investment in urban renewal, absolutely. That means talking to Wayne Monroe, his constituency office, all right, more church events, more community events. There's no point to having a community if there's no responsibility by those in the community to try to make it a better place to live. So you got to have some responsibility as living in that community. And also, what I don't hear people talking about, which maybe I missed it, is the person who fired the gun. Poverty didn't make him do that. All right? Oppression didn't make him do that. He did that because he chose to do that. Now, you're going to talk to him about what might have informed such a horrible choice. But that's a choice he made. The spirit didn't, the demon didn't possess him and lift his hand up and make him fire a gun. Y'all, like, on all this ethereal, there's something in the air. What the Dr. P say? The Jezebel spirit? That may be part of it, right? But you a grown man. You got, are you a man enough to have a gun that you know is illegal and that you are willing to shoot? You have to be responsible for that choice. Not everybody else and the rich people and the system and da da da. You pick up a gun, man. How'd I get my responsibility for your errant action? We gotta stop this. We gotta start sitting people down and going, look, these are your choices. There are consequences. If you don't want bad consequences, we're gonna have to start making better choices. We'll be right back.
You do coffee your way. Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Burger King Nassau is bringing you the delicious taste of Philly cheese in three mouth-watering varieties. Enjoy the great taste of Philly cheese with your choice of flame-grilled beef, crispy chicken, or try out BK's plant-based beef version. BK's Philly cheese has all the fixings you love, including lots of melted cheese, caramelized onions, bell peppers, and mushrooms on a sesame seed hoagie bun. Try the new Philly cheese as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at any of BK's seven locations. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. I didn't think it'd be this difficult, but I'm trying to establish the basic concept that we have to have some responsibility for our actions, and we have to have some responsibility for the communities that we are raising our children in. All right? You can't take total responsibility for another man's actions or another woman's actions, right? But what we can do is we can have community standards, all right? We can try to limit our tolerance for a lot of errant action that takes place. Poverty don't mean, let me show you something. I won't mention any names, right? I went to Kingsway. I Avia Campbell, who was the photographer here at The Guardian. I'll get to the phone in just a moment. We went to Kingsway, okay? I know what Kingsway into today. But it was Jesus breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all right? And snack time and recess at Kingsway from kindergarten to grade 12, okay? And there was a no-tolerance policy at Kingsway. So you ain't going to have no fight in Kingsway, and you know what I mean? Just keep going to Kingsway, not more than a couple of times. There's a guy who went to school with us, and he was charged with murder over and over and over. He had a great family. He had great parents who were middle class, who took him to Sunday school and church and everything like that. He just was fascinated with the street. He's dead. They murdered him last year. And Avi and I went, man. This guy, for 20-something years, he's been out here killing people in and out of prison. You look at his family, you would never, ever in your wildest dreams. Because you would think that's only for poor people. That's only for the... They like the streets. They like the guns and the fast money and the gold and the car. They into it. They ain't confused about it. Now, you have a lot of young people who are seduced by it, who are getting into stuff that they're not aware of. But ain't no gang leader out here who dealing drugs and shooting others. They ain't confused about what's going on. They understand exactly what they're engaged in. It's us who seem to be confused. We got a call. That's fine. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, what's up, Brother McCartney?
Right here, man.
All is well?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, I want to move from the topic to a second, right?
Okay.
I have an issue, man, one. Right?
Mm-hmm.
This flood been going on in my area almost for good. I'll go with 14 years now.
14 and years?
People, them say, saying they going to wake it out. Right? Mm-hmm. Despite the all things.
Yeah. Okay.
And I trying to catch it with Jared. Mm-hmm. But they telling me I need a code number to reach him.
Jared Hicks.
No code number for him, but I calling you to see how best you could get one of your newest team people left to go there so they could really put this government to the foot, man, because they look like they slunking, man.
Yeah, that ain't no problem. We could do that. Yeah, Jared's off for a couple of days, but we could send somebody.
He flood.
Yeah, for
every
sure.
Every time it only got a rain for one. Say, but 40 to 45 minutes, and I, especially in the front of my yard, flood. I can't get out.
Okay. We're going to check it out, man. Sorry to hear that.
Do that for my man. All you right. know who this is, right?
It's Vincent, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
We check it out.
So, yeah, man, wait that for my man. Please, man.
Okay. We'll do. It says example... Example, Mr. Lincoln Bain life was threatened, but no statement was issued by the Minister of National Security. This is scary. The Minister of National Security must issue a statement because you claim Lincoln Bain's life was threatened? And how do you square that away in your head? What is that? Who threatened Lincoln? It says, great show as usual. Lack of father in the house is also no reason for crime. I agree with that, too. Tell your caller, the people in Albany, all of us poor compared to them, dirt poor, and we ain't committing crime. Juan, how afraid should we be about this monkeypox? Man, I ain't, you're going to have to miss me with the monkeypox. Until it becomes some huge thing, I can look at a couple cases of monkeypox and start shivering now. I can do it. It says, Juan, I applaud you. Stop these specious arguments. Poor people usually bear the brunt of crime, but they're not usually the top of the food chain. They're not the kingpins. They said it's frustrating. Juan, the caller may not have expressed it the right way, but he's onto something. Poverty does increase the likelihood of crime in 2022, maybe back in the day when social decadence wasn't as common, however, today possibly does highly increase the likelihood of crime and social decay. Today's society is more materialistic. This, coupled with other factors that have been grown over the years, means poor people resort to illegal means. It's frustrating being exposed to all the materialism, all the wealth, and the high life, and here you are with no opportunity to excel. What's left to do? If you can't do it legally, you'll mostly find an illegal way to get it. Boy, y'all got no regard for these poor people, eh? Jesus, I'd feel hopeless if I was with on y'all run. You know how many people broke but don't commit crime? Hell, I ain't rich. Y'all hear me on this radio? Y'all just think I'm rich. I sound like a rich man. I want Rolexes and all this. I want to drape my wife in diamonds and all this stuff like that. I gotta go work to get it. I ain't no moron. I ain't gonna go do nothing stupid to be get me locked up. It says murder rate in Dominican Republic is 13.55 per 100,000. Murder rate in the Bahamas is 33 per 100,000. Yes, we have a problem in the Bahamas. Y'all want to say it's poverty? We got a problem in the Bahamas. Okay? Says every Haitian who came here illegally committed a crime, worked illegally, built on property illegally, broke the law. So what are you talking about? Haitians broke the law more than anyone. You tracked all the Haitians? This person has monitored all the Haitians who ever came here. And knows exactly what they did. And you've kept this to yourself this whole time. All right. It says, all the data points to poverty is a major cause of the crime. People can't make a living wage, can't buy food or housing. All you're doing is making excuses for your masters to maintain the status quo. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm making excuses for my masters. That's exactly what I'm doing. That's what I come on the radio to do. All right. I come on this radio because y'all are confused. Let me help you. I'm going to help you out. While you're sending around snippets and memes and y'all want to act like y'all about the struggle, because like they say, all skin folk ain't kin folk, eh? Y'all ain't trying to uplift a damn thing, right? So I come on this radio to make money. So you're not confused, okay? I come on this radio to make money so that I can take care of my family. Because when I need to feed my children, I don't see none of y'all. When I gotta go pay my bills, I don't see y'all. When my mother was dying and she needed 24-hour nursing care, you know who I saw who came to help me out? Who gave me a dollar? None of y'all. Me and my sister took care of it. And if I don't work, I can't do none of that. So you want to hear talking about maintain status quo for your masters. If I find another way to supplement this, you'll never hear from me again. And you could have your ignorant, myopic, baseless views about poor people. And you ain't got to hear from me or me speak about no masters. I'm doing this to make money. Y'all are confused. All right? I ain't doing this to keep no masters in the status quo. If I'm on this radio or not, the people who own this organization, they're going to be rich either way. If I work here or not, they're going to be rich either way. I don't have to promote nothing for them. I met them rich, and they're going to be rich if I'm on the radio or not. I'm just trying to make money so I can take care of my family. So you guys are confused. You and the Pan-Africanist Rastafarian lawyer. Oh, it says Democratic Republic of Congo, not Dominican Republic. Right. It says there's a mindset that teaches the young black men that their actions are no fault of their own. This is dangerous and does more harm than good. We have a sin problem, and so many of our churches are ungodly and preaching money all day. And listen, here's the thing, too, because you guys are lost, right? Nobody ever calls me and tells me what to talk about on the radio. Nobody. My bosses never, ever call me and tell me what to talk about on the radio. If they get a complaint, they'll call and ask, why did this happen? And what course of action will you take? And I do that because I work for them. And that's how life works. A lot of y'all are confused. Y'all are on video games. Y'all are on YouTube, red pilling it, right? This is how life works. Some people have means and resources, right? And other people work for them. And there's no shame in it. It's how the world has worked for a very long time. It's how a lot of people have risen out of poverty into a better life. Mr. McCartney, you have a lot of patience and tolerance for people's absolute foolishness and mindless drivel. We cannot say there is one singular issue that drives crime. Poverty just allows for it to be more apparent. White-collar crime leads to murder, etc. as well. We need a whole lot of help from and for ourselves. And what I want to ask, too, is just so poverty is only a crime thing in the Bahamas, right? Because I'm looking at the United States of America, where they're shooting multiple people every other day. And I don't hear anybody going, all these mass shooters is a result of poverty. All right? I see communities like you have the inner city of Chicago and all this, where they have a lot of gang violence and killing like that. And they talk about the roots of poverty and the breakdown and the social structure and the prison system and how that's impacted people. And that's a valid thing to examine. But you guys just going, oh, these guys are poor, so they're going to go get guns and go traffic drugs. Y'all are out of y'all mind. Y'all know what y'all talking about. And nobody trusts you guys with anything. Know that. You're just talking. And nobody's taking you seriously. And nobody's going, this person makes sense. Let's put them in charge of anything. Because you don't know what you're talking about. This mindset, remember I was talking to you guys a few weeks ago about YSL, right? Young Thug and Gunna, right? And I explained to y'all how hip-hop has become an industry where young black men mainly promote the worst aspects of our culture for monetary gain. Who do you think they work for? 99% of them work for white-owned and run corporations. And they are pushing poison to their own people as entertainment for people who will never, ever, 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 ever be impacted by what goes on in their community. But keep at it, right? It's all the system. We have no control over our own communities. We have no control over our values and our actions. We all been programmed. We in the matrix, right? It ain't on you. It's somebody else did it to you. I could be on the radio and talk on and on and on about who did what to my family and the grievances and X, Y, Z and what we didn't have. You don't hear me talking about that. I talk about what we doing moving forward, mainly. We got to take a break. We'll be back.
This summer, Popeyes and Coke are taking you to the beach with our Ultimate Summer Beach Box. Purchase the box and enter to win day passes, water park passes, beach chairs, towels, and much more. Enjoy the Ultimate Summer Box, which has our iconic chicken sandwich, two chicken tenders, one side of choice, and a 32-ounce Coca-Cola beverage. With dipping sauce, perfect for a beach day. Fill out the skill question on your receipt, then drop it into the entry box or enter online at Popeyes Bahamas Facebook page.
Love that chicken for Popeyes.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans.
Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Preparing for a hurricane can make all the difference in safeguarding lives. By knowing what actions you should take to reduce the effects of hurricane disaster, get all the facts of the potential of having insurance, impact-resistant windows, home emergency power, surge protectors, essential supplies, plus so much more before the storm, after the storm, where to purchase building or cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through flooded streets, and more. The Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity, plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today at 302-2300 or your account executives. Will you be prepared?
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. All I'm trying to do is to begin to help us understand that this is within our control. Okay? It does not have to be like this. Children don't have to die. A lot of you are willing to accept that children will die, which is frightening. But we have to start understanding that this is within our control. Certain things you can't control. You can't control the hurricane, all that stuff like that. Guns in your community, you can control. It's not always easy, but it's something that can be controlled. This says, Juan, if anything, the Prime Minister, Mr. Davis, has brought humility, respect, and decency back to the office of the Prime Minister. Politics aside, if he does well, we all do well. Agreed. One, black people always blaming everyone except themselves. People see the guns and see the drug dealers, etc. Don't say nothing. All kind of tip line numbers out there, but that's everyone's friend. So it's also a city thing. These kids these days in Nassau are brought up with no manners, inspired by American gang culture and rap music. Kids on the family island still are brought up with manners and don't have that deep influence like Nassau. BET was a curse on the black community and continues to be so. I listen to rap, but I never wanted to be that guy. A lot of persons want to be that guy. It says, ask these people if they think God will hear their sad excuses. And people are sad, bro. It says, Cain was not poor, but he still killed his brother. Being poor is just an excuse. That's all it is. And what you do is you want to start attacking me about, oh, my masters. You mean my employers? Whom I work for the past 15 years? Right? Because all y'all are what? Too independent to work for another human being? And you know who says those things like that? Oh, your master's and all, and the system. It's usually people who didn't get handed all the stuff they wanted and didn't have the hustle, right? Didn't have the drive, didn't have the flex to go out and get it. And now it's everyone else's fault. And it's McCartney's fault. And it's these shrouded masters of the universe's fault. Listen to me, man. And I can show you something. You could learn. All right? And y'all talk about masters and all this. One of my bosses, all right, he grew up on Acklands with nothing. Went right to UB. Now he's incredibly wealthy because that's what he put his mind to and his efforts toward. Y'all don't know what y'all be talking about. That's the issue. And you feel comfortable talking what you don't know, which is amazing. Well, the courts are too lenient. There's no dispensation on gun crime. Well, that has changed. This says, one, where that black people comment come from that texture, because he's making the word black as a negative connotation. Well, I know that person who sent that comment, and they are black. One, I'm making an educated guess, but I could be wrong. You, my friend, are a former shantytown resident who worked hard and pulled yourself up by a bootstrap. Me? I ain't worked shantytown. What? You, that's your educated guess? I come from a shiny town? One, the people here who are prepared to accept the deaths of children are the same people in the U.S. who hold the Second Amendment more dear than they do children who are gunned down. Sadly, they okay it once it ain't their precious son or daughter. This says, I'm not rich one. I'm approaching 60. Never even had a traffic ticket. Y'all is killing me, boy. I know a family that had six people in the house, right? Six adults. All of them lost their jobs when the pandemic hit. All of them. Before minutes put anything in NIB, all of them lost their jobs when the pandemic hit. They ain't committing no crime yet. I struggle to understand where this stuff comes from. This lack of responsibility for our own communities. All right? These are our community. I am your elected representative. I am not in control of your life, right? I'm willing to put in the work for my community. Okay? I don't like having to interact with all sorts of different people, but I do. For the betterment of my community. I can't run my community and take care of my community and do yours at the same time. I'll help if you need some help. But you're going to have to take some responsibility and ownership of it. This is what it is. Good afternoon, Juan. Poverty doesn't equal crime and criminals. I'm just a bit older than you. And when I was growing up, everyone around me was poor. And back then, we looked out for one another and helped one another. Poverty doesn't equal criminality. It's a mindset that says everyone is entitled and should be rich rather than live within their means until such time as they make life better for themselves. I'll tell you this, my wife told me stop talking to her business, but I'll tell you this. It's a conversation we had when we were very early on, right? And I told my wife that I don't look at what other people have and covet and envy it, okay? I look at what other people have and go, that's for them. I need to go do what's for me, right? So what we've transitioned into is a society where we go, if a next man have it, I should have it too. I don't know how we got it. I don't know what he did or his family did or whoever to do it. But I should have it too. If the fellow over here got Jordans, I should have it too, because that's what's important in my life. The fellow over here got gold, I should have it too. All right? Now, if you want to say that we have too materialistic a society, fine. You know, I'm materialistic, no doubt. I'm just willing to work to get it. And what I can, the material things I can't get, I'm willing to live without. Anyway, that's the show today. There's a lot of other stuff I wanted to talk about, but we got on that because I'm strong on this point, man. We got to take responsibility for our communities and our country and our actions. All right? And I can't come here and do it for everybody else. Because the easiest thing in the world for me to do is, oh, the system, da-da-da-da-da, and just talk that for forever. And you'd be like, yeah, the system, the system, the system. Does the system need fixing? Is the system unfair? Absolutely. Can we control these outcomes beyond this overhaul of whatever system you believe is oppressing everybody? Yes. All right. I've seen too many people succeed, too many people change their own lives through their efforts and actions to sit here and go, oh, ain't nothing we could do. All these people are doomed unless somebody else does something. Anyway, we got to get out of here. You guys take care. Have a great day, Bombers.